More cases of bird flu were found in Oklahoma recently, a proposal to keep students from using cell phones in schools, and new legal action involving tribal jurisdiction. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, January 6th. I'm Deborah Shar. More cases of a deadly bird flu were detected in poultry in northeast Oklahoma in late December. Anna Pope reports about 130,000 turkeys were culled in the outbreak.
This is the fourth detection of the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus in Oklahoma commercial poultry flocks since late last year. In all, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports more than 221,000 birds have been culled because of the outbreaks in Adair County. Alicia Gorsica Sutherland, Oklahoma's assistant state veterinarian, says the most recent detections were found during pre-movement testing.
But the cause really is just the delay in those birds for truly finishing their migration to Central and South America because it's still warm here.
Control zones for the birds are in place. Other cases in commercial flocks have been detected in neighboring states in recent months. Gorsica Sutherland says state veterinarians are staying in touch to manage the virus. I'm Anna Pope.
Supporters of open primaries in Oklahoma refiled their initiative petition today. The effort is now known as State Question 836. Organizers clarified language in the petition to avoid misinterpretation. Under the proposal, primaries would be open to all voters. The two candidates with the most votes would advance to the general election. Supporters say a signature gathering drive is expected to begin this year. The plan is to get the measure on the November 2026 ballot. A state lawmaker has filed legislation that would ban student cell phones in schools. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the effort comes after failed attempts last year and a surge of legislative interim studies this fall on the topic.
Claremore Republican Senator Ali Seifried authored the measure. She's also the vice chair of the Senate Education Committee, where the bill would need to overcome its first legislative hurdle. She says this year there's momentum to get it passed.
Every legislator that I've talked to have, said, wow, like I really see this issue, or my people see the need to remove cell phones from the classroom. So I would just say, locally, it's grown, and then also nationally, it's grown.
The bill would require school districts to craft their own policies that include exceptions for emergency situations and student medical monitoring. It would also create a grant fund with a $2 million cap to get schools any supplies needed for securing phones. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The U.S. Department of Justice is suing two Northeastern District Attorneys. Katie Hallam reports the lawsuits involve tribal jurisdiction.
Prosecutors Matthew Ballard and Carol Iske are the DAs for counties within the Cherokee and Muskogee reservations. According to the lawsuit filed by the DOJ, the two prosecutors have improperly filed a total of 7 cases involving Native American defendants on behalf of the state. Jurisdictional clashes have risen since the landmark McGirt v. Oklahoma case, with multiple federal lawsuits being filed within the last year due to legal confusion. But federal authorities say the law is clear on one thing. The state of Oklahoma does not have the authority to prosecute Native Americans who commit crimes on reservations. Both DAs and Governor Kevin Stitt say the move is federal overreach. I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.